There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Organic takeover. Toxic food makers now lose $4 billion in sales this year. That's right. The ones that put out all that junk and have been putting it out for years and years, making us think it was food when it isn't. Nothing but toxins. Well, they lost $4 billion in sales last year alone due to their inability to answer the market demand for non-GMO organic food that doesn't contain high fructose corn syrup, gluten, antibiotics, and growth hormones, MSG, and other toxic additives. Meanwhile, an organic food is absolutely exploding. I love that story, that organic food is exploding. If you go to the organic section, I don't care if it's Hy-Vee or Paul's or Gerb's or whatever, and I'm not familiar with many other ones, because we just have the smaller ones around here. But they've got a larger and larger section of organic food all the time. I think it's wonderful. And I find more people getting organic for the children. It's amazing how many people, and it's always a good thing to talk to them, too, because they love to talk about buying organic, because they feel so alone. But when I talk with them, I'll say, why your interest in organic? And they'll give me their reasons. And they're pretty excited to find out other people agree also. So you might want to talk to people when you're at the organic section. It's a good place to meet people and talk and share. But $4 billion lost by things like McDonald's, etc. Farmers say oil firms and Governor Brown colluded to pollute an aquifer. You know, we were talking about all these crimes that they do that we couldn't possibly get away with. Well, it appears the Committee to Protect Agricultural Water sued the oil companies and the state of California on Wednesday in federal court. You go, guys. It claims that defendant Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown et al., violated the Safe Drinking Water Act by approving permits for underground oil wells in the San Joaquin Valley through the co-defendant California Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources. Also sued is the Western States Petroleum Association, a trade group. The 50-page lawsuit gets right to the point. It says, every month, Occidental and Chevron directly pump 2.63 times more toxic waste into the water in San Joaquin aquifer than oil released into the Gulf during the entire BP spill. Unbelievable. California Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources plans to allow them to continue to authorize for another 21 months. The lawsuit is brought to stop the poisoning of the San Joaquin aquifer and to remediate the damage already done to the farmland of Kern County. It looks like the Bakersfield water plant may shut down. Breitbart is reporting a water plant in northeast Bakersfield in California's Central Valley may have to shut down this fall due to lack of available water for filtration, according to the local ABC News affiliate. The Kern River, which flows through the Sierra Nevada range, is near record lows, and which has potentially dire consequences for the plant and the city. Home composting. I like this story a lot. 16 items that you might have in your house that you can grow. I just love these stories, ladies and gentlemen, because it's something that you can do yourself. We'll talk about this after the break. You may want to make some notes. We also have a book about this at the Power Hour, too. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about the tips to benefit you with the things that you might be composting or just throwing away in your home. Here's what you can do to support using those items you might normally throw away. Okay, let's start with ginger. Did you know the ginger is very easy to regrow? Simply plant a spare piece of the ginger rhizome, that's that thick, knobbly bit that you cook with, in potting soil with the newest or smallest buds facing upward. Ginger enjoys filtered and not direct sunlight in a warm, moist environment. And I would be willing to bet you could do the same thing for curcuma or for turmeric. It would be turmeric would be the root. Do the same thing. It looks so much different color on the inside, but looks so much like ginger. And before long, it will start to show new shoots and roots. And once the plant is established and you're ready to harvest, pull up the whole plant, roots and all, remove a piece of the rhizome, and then replant it and repeat the process. It makes a very attractive house plant. So if you don't use a lot of ginger in your cooking, you can still enjoy the plant between harvest. Wow! Now that is good information. So you can do that for turmeric and for ginger. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's get you lined up while I tell you some more of these amazing things you can do in your home. And the phone number is 855-995-6923. If you have a comment on something going on in the world, Have you heard about what happened at McKinney, Texas? Well, they're rioting. They have been rioting as a result of that. And this officer drew his gun on unarmed teens who were committing the crime of swimming. That's right. Anyway, let's move on. Get your phone calls in, 855-995-6923. Onions. Onions are one of the easiest vegetables to propagate. Just cut off the root of your onion, leaving an inch or a half inch of onion on the roots. Place it in a sunny position in your garden and cover the top with soil. Ensure the soil is kept moist. And onions prefer a warm, sunny environment. If you live in a colder climate, keep them in pots and move them indoors during the frostier months. Then the next one is that you can do, so that's ginger and onions, peppers. You can grow a number of hot peppers from the seeds that are left over. And you all know what green pepper seeds and habanero seeds and jalapeno seeds look like. Just take those and make your new little crop of peppers. Garlic, you can regrow a plant in just a single clove. Just plant it root end down in a warm position with plenty of direct sunlight. The garlic will root itself and produce new shoots. Once established, cut back the shoots and the plant will put all the energy into producing a tasty big garlic bulb. And like ginger, you can repeat the process with your new bulb. Then you can do the same thing for lemongrass. Mushrooms, you can grow them from cuttings. They're a little bit more difficult to do. Potatoes, leeks, spring onions, scallions, and fennel. If you've ever seen a fennel bulb, well, you can put all these things in your window sill and grow many of them, or you can just put them in your garden. Think about it. But that is really interesting about the turmeric and the ginger. That is fascinating. All right, let's go to the phones and see what's on your mind today. Let's go to John, and I didn't catch it, but John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Well, Joyce, it's always just a joy to hear your voice in the morning. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, thank you, John, in Ohio.
No, I'm in northern Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. I'm sorry.
Mary Toko's brother, by the way. But
Yes.
But you brought up the water in Bakersfield, and thank you for having Deborah Tavares on last week. That was wonderful. And she mentioned to me before that there, because of the drought and the aquifers drying up, this is going to probably allow ocean water to back into the aquifers and totally contaminate them. I don't know if she ever brought that up to you on your show, but...
Ooh, I don't recall that. That's pretty powerful.
That's very powerful because then they have complete control over regulation because they'll be able to limit what access they do have to water. And so that's another reason this weather modification program out there is going to be catastrophic to their whole system. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate the phone call. And listen into about the lawsuit coming up with at the bottom of the hour. This is huge because there was an admission made during a deposition that you're going to be very interested in. Laura Presley will join us at the top. She'll be joining us at the top of the hour at 9 a.m. Central Time. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate the phone call, John, in northern Michigan. All right, let's one other news story. Hormone-mimicking compound is still found in hundreds of brands of foods. In a survey of 250 brands of canned food, guess what they found out? Bisphenol A. About 44% of them had bisphenol A-lined cans. 109 brands not responding or providing enough information. In other words, they didn't want to say. And a 1,000% increase in urinary bisphenol A, and it's especially bad for pregnant women. If you would like to be on the air, if you've got something to say we need to hear, then give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. We don't have much time today because we're going to get to our guest, Phil Turney, at the bottom of the hour. Trevor, do we have any callers? Chuck in West Virginia. Chuck, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Yeah, good morning, Joyce.
Morning.
I was watching 60 Minutes here last month.
Mm-hmm.
60 Minutes program, and they were out there in California where the drought was, and they were drilling, the farmers were drilling wells
mm-hmm.
way down deep. cost $250,000 to water their gardens and everything.
Wow.
We're going down into water aquifer somehow, getting water, taking other farmers' water that they're drilling too. So they're feeding us a line of hoax on the TV news.
Yep, that's right.
So you can go to 60 Minutes probably and watch it on their website.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, I really appreciate the way people want to share information and they want you to know what's happening. They want people to be educated. It's not like what you see on the news, which is, you know, hiding it from you and sort of manipulating the people vis-a-vis the news. You know, I got an email from one of our listeners, and I just want to say that they wanted you to know that there was a story on Good Morning America about some children that were rescued from a boat. And they gave credit to God, and they were singing, it was in Utah at Bear Lake, and they were singing hymns and encouraging each other. And so Good Morning America contacted them and wanted them to be on the show. And they said, sure, but only under a condition that we are able to talk about the GoFundMe for those children who died in that horrible disaster in which a boat overturned in bad weather. And so it was really sad because the children were so upset about the other children that died in the car in the boating accident. And their father, also, who was a doctor, died in the boating accident also. But they said they would be on the show if they would give credit to God. Well, they didn't. Good Morning America lied to them and said that it was a song from a Disney movie, Nemo, about swimming. Continue swimming. Don't stop swimming. And that was what they sang. And they said that was nothing but a huge lie. And they wanted to give credit to a Disney movie over God. And it was not allowed to be heard that they gave God the credit. Isn't that amazing? I mean, look to the extent that people will go to try and withhold information or to slant the information. Let's go to Marlo in Kansas. Again, you can get your phone call in at 855-995-6923. I'd love to know if you did your list over the weekend or if you made a difference in your life. Marlo in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, dear?
Good morning, Miss Joyce. Hey,
morning.
That's the way the world's turning. They want to turn away from God, don't have him, and they've got him out of the government and everything else, so it's up to us to put him back in.
That's right. That's right, Marlo.
What I was wanting to know, it seemed like it's been a couple of months back, maybe you had a guy on that was doing research on some of the natural stuff that we know works, but we don't know why they work. And like the almonds, you know, that have the poison enzyme, when they open it up, they kill cancer. I would like to find that email address.
Okay, you want the email address for that guy?
Yes.
I don't even know who you're talking about. I mean, unfortunately, I don't recall.
Well, there was a guy on your show, it's been some time back now, that was talking about the research that was being done on the natural cures or the natural things that we know works.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew exactly why they work, and they've been doing research on this stuff, and they have found out why a lot of this stuff works, and there was a whole list of it. And I had to get out of my truck or something, so I missed.
All I can tell you is I just need a little more help than a guy that was on the program a few months ago, because that's kind of hard for me to go back and it may have been the show I did, or maybe it might have been a show that somebody, the co-host did, but I'll try to find out. Maybe the people at the Power Mall will know.
Okay, I think you did the show, and also I was just wondering if anybody ever contacted Ron Logan at the urologist at Kansas City.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Thank you very much for the phone call, though. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drop. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Let's go back to the phones and let's see. We've got Leah in Texas. Leah in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Leah?
Good morning, Joyce. I just want to first say I appreciate you so much, and I'm so glad to hear that helpful spark back in your voice again.
You're so kind. Thank you so much.
I want to share with everyone a couple of things that I've become aware of in the past couple of months that we can absolutely do for ourselves to help better our world. And the first one, I'm real enthused about it because I made my first batch this weekend. It's a material called Organite. Are you familiar with it?
No, I don't think so. Go ahead.
O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E. It's based on the work of Wilhelm Reich, an Austrian scientist from back in the late 30s. And it's a scalar technology, and it changes frequencies. And there's real complicated ones that, you know, that the scientists are making, but there's real simple ones that we can make ourselves. And what this technology does is it negates, it takes away the harmful pollution and radiation from the cell phone towers and, like, from our smart meters and our computers. And it just sort of...
Wow, that sounds awesome. How do you make it?
It's totally awesome. And the simple one that I made my first batch yesterday. It's simply a coiled copper wire, metal flakes, some type of semi-precious gemstone in any type will work. And you pour, you get a mold and you pour this all together and hold it together with like resin, fiberglass resin or epoxy or something. And that's it. And it's amazing. If you want to, you know, I'm not a scientist, so it's hard for me to explain that side of it, the technological part of it. But there's a wonderful website. There's a lot of them, but the one that I found most helpful was kimbow.org, K-H-E-M-B-O-W. It's Sharon Floss in Los Angeles. And they have all kinds of wonderful information about the organite. And they have, and also what it does is it just dissipates the chemtrails. It just makes them go away. It's amazing. And there are a lot of very wealthy people in the L.A. area who are making them on a big-time scale, and they are actually desmogging Los Angeles right now with these.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I looked up Organite, O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of really good information on that. That is fascinating.
Fascinating. And it's something that we can do for ourselves. I don't think that we can combat these people on a political level or anything. I think that's worthless. But there are things like this that we can do that we can save ourselves with. And
It looks very attractive, too. It looks
cool. There's a lot of people that are making it into jewelry and nice ornaments, you know, that you would want to have for yourself. But if you want to use it, and what they're calling it, it's just so beautiful. They're calling it gifting the cell phone towers. As you can make these ones, just you can pour them in paper cups and you actually leave it in the cup and just go put it there. And they're calling it gifting these towers. And that's what I want to do in this area. I've ordered 5 gallons of resin. And I'm just going to start making it and just putting it all around the whole area here, all around all these towers and things that are just everywhere, even in this real secluded place that I live in Texas. The other thing that I wanted to just bring up real quickly is the Ubuntu movement. Michael Tellinger in South Africa, and the Ubuntu movement is very fascinating. It's a whole new way of looking at economy. He's practicing it down in South Africa. It's a whole economy based on no money. And it's working very well down there. And he is over in this country right now. He's in our country now doing workshops on Ubuntu. It is a way that we could restructure our economic system without money. And, you know, I sometimes think money is really the enslavement tool.
Do you have a website for that?
Ubuntu. Ubuntu. You can go. You can, you know, look up him, Michael Tellinger, Tellinger, and he actually ran as a presidential candidate in the South African Party the last go around. Of course, he didn't win, but he got a lot of good information out. And you could probably, you know, search him out or the Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U. That's how you spell it, I believe. And it is a wonderful philosophy. And there are people just picking it up all over the globe.
Well, that is awesome. Hey, listen, I've got to move on, but thank you so very much.
Thank you, Joy.
Information. Thank you. Looking forward to finding out about that. Navia in Texas, I just got a few minutes. We're out of time. Navia, go ahead, please. Stay right there, and I'll take you right after this break. Stay right there, Navia. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joy Shriley here.
Little
right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Power Hour, thank you for joining us. We're going to be joined by Phil Turney in just a few minutes. Let me finish with Navia from Texas. Navia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today?
Shalom, Joyce. I had to go out and take care of the animals intermittently, and I didn't know if it was still okay to talk about the qualities of a perfect day.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, I have been doing this procedure for a decade or more, and I rarely have a down day. I find if I deviate from these things, I do have a less successful day, and I'll be thinking about what I haven't accomplished. But what I do is I'll start us off with some hot lemon tea, and we'll sit down, and we will get the scriptures, and we will seek truth in everything that's written, and I'm also writing a concordance, and I'll spend at least an hour with that every day. And then we will listen to the Power Hour, and that's important to us because it really helps us get more insight on truth, on health, and what's going on in Babylon. And the night before, I'm talking fast because I know you've got a guest coming on. The night before, I always try to analyze what I want to accomplish the next day. And so I have that list in my mind or written down, and I start working on it. And it'll be farm issues or sewing or gardening or something to help other people with health. And then while I'm doing that, I try to focus on the activities that I'm doing, and if I can figure in some exercising, like if I'm feeding the animals, the sheep or whatever, we have some high ground, and I can do some power walking uphill and downhill, and I try to incorporate some of that and focusing on that.
Oh, that is excellent. I'll tell you, I've got to move on, Navia.
Okay.
But thank you so much for sharing that. I can see why you have a good day every day. That is so special. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is how are you going to make your day better? Because we all can. It's a choice. And thank you very, very much for that, Navia. Let's go to our guest today, because our guest is a survivor, Phil Turney. He was a U.S. Navy sailor on the USS Liberty. He was there June 8, 1967, and he knows the story of what happened. We're so glad to have him join us here today. Thank you so much, Phil, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I appreciate it for giving me the opportunity to spread the word, the gospel, so to speak, about the real truth about the Zionist attack on our ship, June 8, 1967, where 34 of my shipmates were slaughtered and 174 others were wounded, including myself, in this vicious two-hour attack that lasted as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor. Our ship was overflown by reconnaissance aircraft early in the morning. They positively identified our ship as American and friendly. They even went as far as going into James Spiding's book and identified our ship as USS Liberty and clearly an intelligence ship. In fact, Admiral Thomas Moore, one of our greatest supporters, said our ship looked like a giant lobster out in the ocean, and nobody could misidentify the USS Liberty as anything other than it was. The USS Liberty was the most intelligent, one of the most sophisticated intelligence-gathering ships in the world at the time. We could bounce messages off the moon back to National Security Agency within seconds. That's how sophisticated our ship was even back 48 years ago. After the recon aircraft looked at our ship, we were very, very comfortable because we were 12 and a half miles off the coast in international waters, but still we could see the smoke and the fire and the fighting going on the beach. So we were at condition three, which means extreme readiness. The gun mounts were mounted. Everybody was ready. But still, we had an ease aboard the ship. If anything happened, our good friends, the Israelis, would be there. If not for them, our American fleet would be there to help us. Suddenly, around 2 o'clock, the Zionist State of Israel decided to sink our ship with unmarked jet aircraft. We had no idea who was attacking us. We thought it was one of the Arab states. Now, on the first volley, the jet aircraft took out all of our antenna, all of our means of communicating, and besides that, they blocked our radio frequencies, and they would be the only ones that would have access to our frequencies. So they wanted no messages coming out from our ship. About 15 minutes after this happened, Terry Haldabardier, along with a few other sailors, strung a long wire coaxial cable to a tuner that was not working, and they took offline. They jerry-rigged it, got it working, and sent out a message, under attack by unknown jet aircraft. Send help immediately. Now, this was received by USS Saratoga, USS America, USS Little Rock, USS Davis, USS Massey. The America and the Saratoga were both carriers. Captain Tully launched two volleys of aircraft. They were recalled by McNamara and LBJ. America launched, those airplanes were also recalled, but two planes from America were still on their way to Cairo to incinerate Cairo with nuclear weapons. Now, our ship was meant to go down, they thought, within 15 to 20 minutes. Now, they put over 850 cannon rocket holes in our ship, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets.
Whoa.
They dropped napalm on our ship. They fired the torpedo boats. This is when we first found out who was attacking us. The torpedo boats came at us, three of them, flying the Israeli flag. We thought they were there to help us, but lo and behold, they were there to sink us. They fired a total of five torpedoes at us. Five torpedoes. Mm. One of them hit the starboard side, instantly blowing to bits 25 of America's finest sailors and Marines, National Security Agency people, and so on. The torpedo boats would circle our ship, shooting at our firefighters and stretcher bearers. They wanted no survivors to be taken. The torpedo boats, when we launched our lifeboats, which the captain said prepared to abandon ship. Now we launched three of them. That's all that was left out of a crew of 294. Now we had enough life rafts aboard that ship for over 300 men. So they destroyed all of them, including the captain's gig and the motor whale boat. During this attack, I cut over one of the life rafts myself. Two more were sent over. Two of them were immediately shot out of the water. We were going to put our most seriously wounded in them so we could possibly save their lives. The Israelis would have none of that and sunk the life rafts, our only means of putting our wounded in. War crimes, an act of war against the United States of America. But the saddest part to this story is the United States government recalling the aircraft to come help us then and now. This story has been covered up like none other. You go to today, I looked at what happened today in history. It was not in the Associated Press. Nothing about the USS Liberty.
You know, let me step in here and say that it's the 48th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen, since this tragic event occurred, in which the U.S. government covered up the fact that Israel bombed our ship, trying to make it look like it was Egypt or wanting everyone to think it was Egypt that was involved. And then they said that they mistook, that Israel mistook the ship for being a naval ship from Egypt. And yet, we lost how many people in that battle? How many people died, American citizens?
At that point, 34 Americans died that day, were murdered that day. 174 others were wounded, some so severely wounded, Joyce. You could not even hardly look at him without breaking out into tears.
Oh, my goodness. And we have Phil Turney joining us today, who's written a book about this. I don't have it. I haven't seen it yet, but has written a book about what happened on the USS Liberty. And all I can say is I commend you for keeping this message out there. 48 years now you're trying to tell people what happened. And this story is being totally eliminated from view pretty much by the U.S. government. Nobody even cares, except for the people that were on the ship, the people that lost people on the ship, and the people that care about the truth. And those are Power Hour listeners. Let me ask you this. I know I asked you last night, who are the people that have supported you over the years, and who are the people that have been fighting this information being released to the public?
Okay, the people that have been supporting us over the years, of course, are the survivors and their families and the friends of USS Liberty. Pete McCluskey, a former congressman from the state of California. Paul Finley, a former congressman from Illinois. and Adlai Stevenson, a former senator, a very ardent supporter, which tried to get an investigation into the murder of the crew of the USS Liberty by the Zionist State of Israel, and was denied. And since that day, every Congress, every president has stuck to the lie that the Liberty attack has been investigated at least 12 to 14 times. It was a mistaken identity, and case closed. Mm-hmm. So these men and women in Congress are nothing but Zionist flunkies for the state of Israel. If you don't get on the good side of Israel, you don't get elected in this country, because if you get on the bad side of Israel, you certainly will not get elected. And it is proven.
Mm-hmm.
AIPAC is the strongest entity in the United States of America, all for the benefit of the state of Israel.
You didn't mention Admiral Thomas H. Moore, who led an investigation. I mean, to me, even though he became, I think, Chief of Naval Operations, it seems like he could have done more than he actually did, but yet he was pretty involved in trying to expose what happened.
He was. He was, and he was one of our most ardent supporters, Admiral Thomas Warren. And he did everything he could. He did interviews. He did videos. He did Loss of Liberty, which you can look at it on the Internet. He's done so many things. He did the Moore Report, which concluded through many, many scholars that was on his team that the USS Liberty was absolutely attacked on purpose and meant to sink. We also have a war crimes commission that was put upon the United States government claiming war crimes against the USS Liberty and its citizens. And they threw it in the trash can. So that's the power of the Zionist control of the United States government, and basically to hell with the sailors and Marines that were slaughtered that day, and the survivors and their families. And we're sick of it. We don't want this to happen to anybody else. And we certainly look at the wars we're fighting right now in the Middle East, and have fought, all for the sake of Israel. And, we lose our men and women violently, losing their limbs, losing their lives, losing their future, all for the state of Israel.
Well, and, for the state of Israel. But in the interest of disclosure, though, I think it's important that you tell the listeners, though, that both of your sons have served in the military, though. One is still a Navy SEAL in the military. How do you make that okay, knowing what you know about what our military is all about?
Well, I don't really talk about my son that's still in the military. It's not my place to. And but my other son that fought in Afghanistan, he's 70% disabled from his wounds. And he served his country honorably with two honorable discharges, and then he got pushed out of the army, and so be it. Now he's trying to fight for his benefits, but
tragic. That's tragic. He shouldn't have to fight for those benefits. And the very idea, though, that we somehow can find it okay to serve Israel in the military, because we now know that's what is happening. It's hard to support the mission. I support the troops, and I do everything I can to fight for the troops that are returning, but I can't support the mission any longer. Do you feel that same way?
Oh, absolutely I do. I certainly can't support the mission. The mission, when we left Iraq in the state it's in, look what has happened. It's total mayhem and disorder and murder and rape and on and on and on. I don't know if that part of the world will ever recover.
Mm-hmm.
But it is indescribable, some of the things that happened. And I've seen this up front and up close, and I know what the destruction of human life is, and to see your shipmates torn to pieces by shrapnel and rocket,
my goodness,
and cannon is not something that it's not something that anybody should have to go through.
I can't even imagine what that. I can't even imagine what that must have been like to have to experience watching your shipmates torn physically, mentally, emotionally, every way possible, and then to find out that it was in fact Israel that did it. I just can't even imagine living with that all these years and how you resolve that in your own mind. We got to go to a break. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Phil Turney. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today, Phil Turney, was a survivor of the USS Liberty, and he's here today to tell us what happened, how it was really the state of Israel that attacked the United States, and of course that's not anything that the United States wants you to know about. Now, what was the motivation for this? What do you think? We know it wasn't just we are so stupid, we made a mistake. What was the motivation behind this to have Israel attack the United States, Phil, in your mind?
Okay, this attack just didn't happen. Within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, they decided to attack a flagged American ship. I think this was planned for a year, maybe 2 years in advance, to sink as fast, blame it on the Arab state, namely Cairo. Those new planes would have incinerated Cairo. Israel would have a foothold in all of the Middle East. They would have owned all of the Middle East rather than just what they've already stolen. So yeah, it was a set up deal. We were set up to go to the bottom by the government of the United States of America, and the hitmen were the Zionist pilots and the torpedo gunmen and the politicians. And I might add. Our detractors, you asked me about that. One of our main detractors is Senator John McCain. His father was a commander, Supreme Commander Europe, and was in charge of our ship in the Sixth Fleet, who called back the aircraft along with McNamara and Johnson, who Johnson said he didn't give a GD if every man aboard that ship was killed. He was not going to embarrass his ally. Now, how did he know who was attacking us when we didn't know who was attacking us? So, absolutely, you know, from that moment on, it was a set-up deal. I might also add that Admiral Isaac Kidd, along with Captain Ward Boston, came aboard our ship. He interrogated all of the sailors, including me. He got us in a group of small groups, four or five. We were in sick bay. He took off his stars, threw them on the stainless steel table, and said, gents, tell me exactly what happened. I'm just like you. I want to know exactly what happened. So we opened up our hearts to him, told him about the machine gunning of the life rafts, our firefighters, stretcher bearers, anything that moved, shooting of the flag down. Every filthy thing a person could do to somebody, they did it, and we told him. And after we got through with our story, he put his stars back on. He got beet red. And he told us, listen, all you little son of a bitches, if you ever say that, if you say one word about this to anybody, including yourself, your shipmates, or anybody else, I'll make sure that you end up in prison or worse. And we all knew what worse meant. And so, yeah, he scared us to death. In fact, I didn't say anything about the USS Liberty for 18 to 20 years before an article came out from Stan White. He was a senior master chief aboard the USS Liberty. And I says, well, if he can talk, I'm going to start talking because this has been inside of me too many years.
I did not know. Well, and I apologize for the language, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize for that. But that is pretty powerful. I mean, that pretty well says it right there. And so you all were scared into not talking for so many years that it just probably built in you in this incredible injustice that every time you see some kind of Tomb of the Unknown Soldier or a way that they remember veterans on Memorial Day or Veterans Day, it just must make you ill to think that they're attempting to try and make people care, think they care, when we know they don't.
Oh, absolutely right. And I do apologize for the language, too. It's just that I'm telling you exactly what the man told us.
Right.
And I wanted to make it very clear to you. But today there is a ceremony.
Okay, stay right there and tell us about it after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Turney is our guest today, USS Liberty. We'll be right back.